Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey there, this is Brittany Luce from NPR's It's Been a Minute. KQED's podcasts like The Bay, Bay Curious, Mind Shift, Right Nowish, and more all tell the stories of the Bay and beyond with reliable, human-centered journalism. They aim to inspire, make you think, entertain, and expand your understanding of the place you call home. Here's how you can support podcasting at KQED.
Showing your support is easy, and you can join Brittany in supporting KQED Podcast too at donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.
From KQED.
Recently, I joined a local meetup hiking group online. I did so because a friend wanted me to accompany her on one of their hikes, and I figured it might be a fun way to meet new people. To my surprise, the morning after I signed up, I got an email telling me I'd been removed from the group. Here's a partial quote of what it said. "We are adults in our 20s to 40s who are physically fit, intermediate to strong hikers. That means fast-paced. You should find a group that better fits you." They determined my couch potato status based solely on my profile photo. Ouch. It wasn't the reaction to my graying hair and wrinkles that stung. I'm in my early 60s after all. It was the assumptions about my level of fitness that irked me. I've always been active and athletic. I did a half Ironman triathlon at 49 and climbed Mount Shasta, lugging a 50-pound pack, at 60. Like many people my age, I exercise daily. For me, that includes a mix of running, hiking, walking, and yoga. Being booted from the hiking group was the most blatant ageism I've experienced. But I encounter more subtle forms on a regular basis. I see it in job ads peppered with phrases like, "perfect for recent college grads," code for "old folks need not apply." I see it in the way I become a little more invisible every day. I hear it in comments about my decision to stop coloring my hair. Aging isn't always easy, that's for sure. There are definitely times I look in the mirror and wish I could turn back the clock. Yet in many ways, I'm more comfortable in my own skin, energetic, and engaged with life than I was in my youth. You can call me old, but please, don't tell me what I'm too old to do. With a perspective, I'm Dorothy O'Donnell.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman, and Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over four decades. Online at lchb.com.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Avery Trufelman, host of Articles of Interest, and I've got to say, I've been a fan of KQED ever since I was a little kid and I would come out to San Francisco to visit my grandma. It was just what we'd always turn on every time we got in the car, every time we were making dinner and turning on the radio. It was always KQED. And then over the years, I've become a massive fan of KQED podcasts because this is local reporting at its best. These are answers to questions you've always wanted to know, interviews with exciting, unusual voices, necessary journalism, all told with love and care and artistry. And did you know that a majority of KQED's funding actually comes from members? It's just people like you and me supporting the programs they love, while also getting access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. If you want to sign up and be a part of this amazing community, visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to become a member today. That's podcasts with an S. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support.